This goes to Dr. Mark, M-A-R-C, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, care of the Saginaw VA Medical Center, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Van Blarkum, V like Victor, A, N like November, B like Boy, L-A-R-C-O-M like Mary. Date of birth, June 18th of 1953. Dear Dr. Robinson, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mr. Van Blarkum, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine level. He has had abnormal creatinine levels, at least for the last year, ranging between 1.7 and 1.3, but November 8th of 2021, his creatinine unexpectedly dropped increased to 2.4, and the GFR decreased to 27. It was rechecked 11/24 of 21, and it was back to 1.4 with estimated GFR of 50. The patient did receive all of the COVID-19 vaccinations, he reports, and has not had any known illness or infection with COVID-19. He did smoke for many years, but was able to quit smoking in 2020 when he had his heart attack and had the cardiac cath with stent placed. He's also had a past history of stroke, and that was in 2019, and he denies any current residual from the stroke. He recently was diagnosed with an elevated PSA level. He declined to have a digital rectal exam done, and then did not show up for the urology referral. But now he actually does need a urology referral after reviewing the results of the kidney ultrasound. There's a complex cyst in the right kidney that measures 4.7 centimeters at the largest, and that needs further evaluation. So he'll definitely need a referral for urology. He denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no current chest pain or palpitations. He's got chronic shortness of breath with a cough, clear sputum production, occasional wheezing. He does have heartburn at times. He does have chronic low back pain. He states he does not use any over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He has been able to lose weight since he was started on Ozempic for his blood sugar, and it's been about 23 pounds, he believes, within the last 6 to 8 months. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine output is good. He urinates during the day and has nocturia up to twice at night. No incontinence, no cloudiness or blood in the urine. No edema of the lower extremities, but he does complain of occasional leg pain, and it occurs after he has been on his legs and walking. Once he gets home and sits down, that's when they hurt. And he did have an MRI of his legs, lower extremities, with and without contrast, 12/13 of 21, which showed no stenosis and good patent arterial circulation to the lower extremities. He denies any discoloration of the leg, no burning sensation. And past medical history, he's had coronary artery disease, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, chronic low back pain, type 2 diabetes, previously uncontrolled but improved control now, some medical noncompliance problems, cerebrovascular accident in September of 2019, no current residual effects, COPD, obstructive sleep apnea, elevated PSA level, and in January of 2020, he had a S, it's all caps, S like Sam, T like Tom, E, M like Mary, I, and some congestive heart failure symptoms just afterward. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization with one stent, one drug-eluting stent placed in January of 2020. He had a nuclear stress test in 2020. He had an echocardiogram in September of 2020, which reveals an 45 to 50% ejection fraction and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. And the MRI of the lower extremities with and without MRI angiogram of the lower extremities with and without contrast was done 12/13 of 2021. Social history, he was a heavy smoker until 2020 when he quit. He occasionally drinks beer, but not excessively. He denies illicit drug use. He is not married, but does live with two dogs, he states. He has family out of state. Family history is significant for lung cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril. Medications, he's on albuterol, two inhalations four times a day as needed. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. He's on Jardiance, 12.5 milligrams once daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Glargine insulin, it's 15 units once daily. Cozar, 100 milligram daily. Potassium, 10 mil equivalent daily. Ozempic, 1 milligram every week. Zoloft, 25 milligram daily. Atrovent, two inhalations daily. Nitroglycerin sublingual, one tablet as needed for chest pain, but not that has not been used this year at all or last year. Physical examination, height 69 inches, weight is 229 pounds. Patient checked his blood sugar today. It was 145. We don't have recent vital signs, but the last ones on record were done 11/9 of 2021. Blood pressure at that time was 100 over 59. Pulse is 97. And labs, his most recent lab studies were done January 25th of 2022, and creatinine had improved. It's now 1.3, estimated GFR 54. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.7, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.1, estimated GFR 55. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio. The microalbumin is not listed, just the urine creatinine. We have intact parathyroid hormone level, 83.4, so mildly elevated. His PSA, November 8th of 2021, was 5.47, and hemoglobin A1C was 7.7. That's down from 10.1 in May of 2021. And his hemoglobin was 12.6, white count 11.8, platelets were 547 at that time. And the kidney ultrasound was done November 17th of 2021. Right kidney was normal, 14.1 centimeters at largest size. Left kidney was 11.7 with a complex anechoic cyst in the right kidney, about 4.7 centimeters at the largest size. There was normal flow to both kidneys, no signs of calculi or hydronephrosis, and the urinary bladder was not full at the time of the ultrasound. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to diffuse vascular disease, at least in the heart and in the brain, due to the history of MI and the CVA. It looks like the lower extremities are spared at this point. The patient will need labs done again in April, and we'd like to have them done every 3 months thereafter. He does need a urology referral, and we tried to stress this to him, not just for the elevated PSA, but for the complex, for further evaluation of the complex cyst on his right kidney. If he refuses a referral, at least the ultrasound should be repeated in 6 months and followed. And he will continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he should avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.